not safe. It's toxic. So, Stan, we're heading into something that the Bible has described, of course, the Book of Revelation. But secularly speaking, we're heading into a combination of fascism and communism beyond your wildest belief and expectation.
Well, we know that they're lying to us about the safety of genetically modified food, of bisphenols, of phthalates, of the aspartame and other products, MSG.
Yes.
Certainly about so many chemicals that are in our food and in our diet, about the fluoride in the water, and should we believe them about the fish?
Absolutely not. And I've written so many books, about 23 now, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to www.amazon.com, click on the books department, and just enter my name, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, middle initial L, Cook, C-O-O-K, T-L-C. Isn't that nice? Mother named me T-L-C. Tender loving Christian. But Terry O. Cook, and you just go Amazon.com and put in Terry O. Cook's books or whatever. And I've written about the Codex Alimentarius and the food control, and just about every topic you can bring up, I've written about it. And I'm currently writing 10 more books, Stan, and I'm finishing the Gulf Oil Apocalypse book that we're discussing tonight. I had intended to write about a 200-page book, as you and I first discussed. It's now 475 pages, and I know that's huge, but I don't think anybody has covered it like I'm covering it, honestly. And I don't think anybody's able to get it out as quickly as I am in a self-published format. The old style of publishing is history. In my opinion, Stan, by the time you get to a Christian publishing house with a manuscript and they edit it and you get it on the market and get it printed and so forth, you're talking 6 months to a year later. Things are happening too fast for that. So I self-publish now, and I can self-publish a book in about 30 to 60 days.
All right. Well, what is your take on what really happened down there? Certainly there's been so much disinformation and misinformation, and certainly there's even suggestions that there was advanced knowledge. Certainly Peter Sutherland, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission and the CEO of British Petroleum, he left there shortly before this whole thing happened, but he sold a lot of his stock before that. We know that Halliburton had bought up something, the corporation that actually put the cement down the well. They did this just a short period of time before the this whole debacle, and there's so much, many of the things happening that we have to question, was this all necessary? Why didn't they put a cap on early? Why did they consistently refuse to accept the support of other countries that offered to come in with their equipment and skim up all the oil? And we certainly wouldn't have had the massive oil on the surface every place and wouldn't have had to burn it. It could have been collected very readily. But there was always a reason why you didn't do it. It was logical. So in just a moment, when we get all of our stations back online, I want to get your impression of what really happened, because I think the American people have not been told the truth. I think there's another agenda behind what's going on. But I'd like to try to clarify this, because the one thing I can tell you, and that is they put out so much conflicting information, they've done it intentionally. They want to confuse us. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Terry Cook, who's written a book on the Gulf oil spill, and I've simply asked Terry to try to explain what's going on, because there's been an organized effort to confuse us, putting out disinformation and conflicting information, and that's what they do when they're playing games with our minds. When you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. Terry, why don't you start at the beginning? Tell us what you think really happened.
Okay, of course, only God knows for sure, and even the best of alternative news sources may or may not be 100% accurate, but I believe I've researched it in a very carefully researched manner. And I think I have news that's probably more correct than you're hearing elsewhere. Now, first of all, let's talk briefly, as you well know, Stan, that only five major mega media corporations own all the news. They own the news. Rupert Murdoch, he owns Fox, and he owns the Wall Street Journal. In fact, about 2 years ago, he bought the Wall Street Journal for $5.6 billion. So, basically, ladies and gentlemen, as you've learned on Stan's programming in the past, the media is controlled. It's controlled by the same people who control BP, same people who control the government, the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. I mean, Hitler is probably salivating in his grave over this modern technology that would allow people's minds to be controlled via published propaganda. Essentially, that's what you're getting daily in the controlled talking head news media owned by only five mega corporations. And so this is a prime example of what's happening right now with the Gulf Spill. We've been told, oh, it's all over. Everything's fine. It's been capped off. It hasn't. To the best of my ability to research it, it really hasn't. They had two wells. They drilled two well holes. They drilled one about 400 feet from the one that blew up. And that one they capped off, and it's believed, based on careful research, that those are the videos being shown on the air to folks to make them believe that the exploded hole has been sealed. So you're seeing a capped off well, which was their first drill. Stan, they first drilled that. It's about 400 feet from the one that blew up. So most of the oil, they say, has disappeared from the surface of the ocean, and of course that's the reason they put 2 to 3 million gallons of deadly toxic poison called Corexit 9500, Cor, C-O-R, and then exit, like door exit, Corexit 9500 and 9527, probably some of the most poisonous material on Earth. And, of course, it disperses the oil, but there were alternatives that worked much better and weren't toxic. They refused to use those things. Now, the company that manufactures these dispersants that actually cause the oil to turn into little raindrops and then slide under the surface about 2,000 feet, down all the way to the seafloor around 5,000 feet, that's where the oil is. And about 80% of it or more is still there. Only if you fly over it, you can't see all of it now because the dispersants, which they're still actually flying over and depositing on oily areas, the dispersants has caused that oil not to float on the top, but to sink below the surface a couple thousand feet. And under that is a layer of methane gas, which could explode at any moment. And then there's stuff still spewing out of that hole. And additionally, there are fissures, cracks in the ocean floor itself. And I've seen recent video of certain areas near that point, which, ladies and gentlemen, is about 87 miles out from the shoreline, out in the sea from the shoreline, is where the horizon blew up. And I've seen video, which I believe is reliable, and it appears as if the seafloor is heaving up and down, kind of like when you shake a blanket out, when you're making your bed and you're shaking the blanket, and that blanket is waving up and down as you shake it. I've seen such footage that I believe is reliable. Now, again, only God knows the absolute truth about anything these days.
Well, of course, I've seen that same footage. It's very impressive. But I'm just always wondering, when am I being told the truth? When are they trying to confuse me? So I mean, the dramatic changes, certainly as it's the floor of the ocean rises and falls, but they could certainly be injecting something there that would cause it to rise, because you remember that this big arm that they have actually goes down and perforates the floor, and then the floor rises. We don't know what's going on there.
No.
We have heard, however, that there are a number of other areas down there along this rift that are leaking oil.
Yes.
And everything is being done to conceal this from the American people. But go right ahead.
Yes, and why the average person, even the average Christian, Stan, who isn't well-schooled in the Hegelian dialectic and in other deception, which the Lord said will be prevalent in the end times. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, folks. It's a short chapter, and it says essentially, only the elect will not be deceived during the end times. And that's where we are. So I believe that this oil spill is completely in line with the beginning of prophecies of the book of Revelation.
But you don't think they sealed it off at all?
I don't think it's been sealed off, because if the information I have is correct, Stan, it blew out the top of the well and the well head, and therefore what remains is just an open hole into the center of the earth. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. They knew that that area of the seabed is one of the most carefully researched areas on earth. The oil people have spent decades researching everything about that area. And so to make it simple, I'm not going to use a lot of big terms that I've researched and put in my book. Basically, I'm going to use one term, though, and I'm going to spell it. It's abiotic, A-B-I-O-T-I-C. You can look that up on Wikipedia, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not an oil expert or a geologist. And that what that simply means is there's a volcanic layer under the seabed into which they have drilled. The abiotic layer is a migration path of oil that's kind of a tarball oily area, okay? And Stan, here's the scary part. That pressure is 100,000 PSI. It's volcano pressure. And we have nothing, by we I mean scientists have nothing, they've invented nothing to date that can control 100,000 pounds per square inch of high pressure. We can't do it. Now, if my engineering data is right, and the people who wrote the data that I researched is correct, the rig that blew up, the Deepwater Horizon, was only designed to handle roughly 10,000 PSI or less. 10,000 PSI or less. Now, if that's correct, and I believe it is, and they purposely drilled into a hole about 30,000 feet below the seabed, and they're already down, mind you, 5,000 feet from sea level, from the surface of the top of the ocean, they went out 5,000 feet. Then they began drilling somewhere between 25,000 and 30,000 feet lower into the core of the earth, the abiotic layer. That's why scientists call it abiotic oil.
Well, so, I think the reason it's called abiotic oil is because we have this myth of fossil fuels. In other words, oil comes from fossils that have decomposed, which, of course, is a fraud. How many fossils would it take? How many dinosaurs would it take over there in Saudi Arabia to create all this oil? There is a theory of oil that oil comes from methane that is constantly being formed in the center of the earth, working its way to the surface, perhaps infected by bacteria that gives us its oily consistency, and that is the basis of oil, but it's a renewable resource. That is the abiotic theory, and certainly this is why certainly the Russians have been so successful in drilling for oil, because they've drilled down very deep into these deep recesses and gotten out this renewable oil. This is what the abiotic concept is. It's all laid out in a book called The Deep Hot Biosphere, and we quote on that in one of my newsletters on oil. We have certainly several newsletters on oil. We call The Oil Deception. I hope people will pull those up and find out what this is really about. But pick up the story there, Terry.
Dan, I am so impressed, Dan. I've known you since 1993 or 1994, and there's not much you haven't been exposed to, you haven't learned, and you don't know. I'm just incredibly impressed every time we do an interview. I just don't know how you keep it all in your mind. I don't know how to keep up with it all, brother, so congratulations. And, yes, so essentially scientists have said, Stan, as you well know, ladies and gentlemen, scientists have said that this abiotic layer is capable of spewing out such oil, which, by the way, is accompanied by 40% methane gas, highly explosive methane gas. So scientists have proposed that this won't go away if it's not sealed. It won't go away for at least 25 or 30 years. 25 or 30 years of 100,000 PSI oil and methane gas coming out of the seafloor holes. And if other data I have is correct, the fissures or the cracks in the earth, at that seabed level, they're spewing out tons and tons of oil, barrels and barrels of oil as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, you haven't heard the last of this Gulf oil apocalypse. In fact, it's just beginning. and we'll get to that after we return from the break.
Well, I think it's important that the thing is that this has not been handled properly. And they know, for instance, that this is what happened in Russia. They had about five of their wells that did exactly this, these very, very deep wells, because they were drilled on dry land. They weren't drilled at the bed of the ocean. But actually, four of them, the only way they could seal those were with nuclear blasts. On the fifth one, they were never able to seal. It burned out for about, 7 or 8 years, and finally burned itself out. But this is an incredible story you're not hearing. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Terry, go right ahead.
Okay, now, as you indicated, the Russians have successfully sealed a few of their problematic holes in the past with...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
What are they doing to the aquatic life? We've heard all sorts of stories about all sorts of dead fish and dolphins and whales. But certainly, is the food that's coming out of the floor of the Gulf safe today? The government claims it is, but then the government told the people who worked on the records of the Twin Towers that it was perfectly safe. You had nothing to worry about. And literally thousands of those people's lives have been destroyed and a number of them are dead. Certainly, the government... There is an element within the government that specifically doesn't tell the truth. And we can give you example after example of them lying to us about Pat Tillman. You remember the heroic, certainly, soldier charging up the hill, gunned down by the enemy. And, of course, he was actually shot by his own men. Three carefully placed bullet holes in the middle of his forehead. And, of course, the pathologist said it was obviously a case of murder. Jessica Lynch, you remember the courageous woman over in Iraq who fought to the last bullet before she was taken captive by the Iraqis? No truth to this at all. She wasn't firing at all. It was all a lie. And they lie and they lie. And George Bush, you remember the mission accomplished fiasco? And, of course, now we hear about we've got all of our troops, all of our combat troops out of Iraq. Of course, we did happen to leave 50,000 troops there. But now are you going to believe what we tell you or going to believe your lying eyes? Well, certainly the same thing holds true with what's going on. So you pick up the story there, Terry.
Well, yes. And now let's go back to Scripture a little bit, because the Lord tells us the end times will be characterized by such lies. Total deception. And so then Scripture also tells us, Stan, that the father of all such lies and all such deception is Satan, formerly Lucifer, who was thrown out of heaven for wanting to take over heaven. So the father of all of this is Lucifer, Satan. And so, folks, once you get that in your mind and you realize we're in the end times, and that the Lord says in Matthew 24 that it'll happen in one final generation, the generation, of course, that sees all the signs he enumerates in chapter 24 of Matthew, Luke 21, Mark 13, the synoptic gospels. So once you read those and you realize in context that the Lord says we won't know the exact day and hour, but we'll know when it's very near at the door. And then Jesus said, verily, verily, I tell you that the generation that sees all of these signs, obviously all the signs happening will be happening simultaneously. The generation that sees all the signs that Jesus speaks about in Matthew 24 will not die before all is fulfilled. In other words, before the end comes. So we're there, folks. We're there. And of course, previous generations have argued about that, but we're there. All the signs are here, including the Middle East, which is about to blow up.
Well, but let's stick right here to the Gulf War, because this is what I really want to get out, is what we know about the Gulf War. So basically, you feel that they did not actually cap that at all?
No.
All right, fine. You believe it's still spewing forth oil?
Yes, and that's but we have to understand that the reason we're getting the lies about these things is because the Committee of 300 has taken over. They control BP, which was originally a Rothschild banking company and Anglo-Saxon oil company. And you know the history better than I do, Stan. But all these corporations are owned by the Committee of 300, the Trilateral Commission, and they're all Luciferians. Therefore, they're all liars, because they're following their father's dictates, and he's a liar and a murderer, always has been from the beginning.
All right, but now, as far as the situation down there, are they still spraying the Corex at there?
Yes.
Even after now, apparently there's very little oil present on the top of the water, at least this is what we're told. Is there still a new oil forming on the top of the water?
Well, we're getting reports from alternative internet sources with people who are actually risking their health because they've been threatened, risking their lives because they've been threatened. In fact, I want to share with you a man who, a very prominent individual who suddenly just died, drowned in his own hot tub. He drowned in his own hot tub after he began leaking the truth about the Gulf.
And who was that?
Matt Simmons.
All right, we've heard of Matt Simmons. So basically, what information was Matt putting out?
Well, Matt Simmons, as you know, financed drilling rigs for about 40 years in a company he founded after he graduated from Harvard University with honors. and very respected, very well known, and an honest man. Coincidentally, he just happened to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but I think perhaps he was one of the few and honest, maybe he even had a conscience, because he was telling everybody the truth and calling BP a bunch of criminals, literally calling them criminals who should be in jail, and they've been lying about everything. And then within a few
hold
days,
that thought, hold that thought, we'll be right back here. This is Dr. Stan, and you were just telling us a little bit about Matt Simmons, and of course we have read that he was actually putting out information about what was going on down there. What did Matt say about what has actually happened there with the Gulf? He obviously was well acquainted with the problems there. He's well acquainted with oil drilling. So what did Matt Simmons say?
Yes, he worked in Texas for 35 to 40 years financing oil drilling. He was a financier of all such things. He knew virtually everybody in the business, what they were doing, and he had, of course, he had to have copies of all the drilling specs and the permits and all those things. So he was well aware that BP had requested permission to drill two holes. And essentially, he said their first hole wasn't successful, and they capped it off. And so he said that's the one, before he died, he went on internet and video and YouTube, and he said that's the one we're being shown, the one that was unsuccessfully drilled that was subsequently capped off and sealed. He said the one that's actually leaking now has completely blown apart, and there's really no way to seal it, and BP doesn't want anybody to know that because of liability and criminality and so forth. And it wasn't too long after that that he was enjoying his hot tub in his home in Maine, and suddenly, I guess, he just decided to drown himself, because that's what the news is reporting, or has reported, and who knows for how much longer those news items will even exist, because, of course, the NSA takes control of all such things under the direction of Homeland Security. And if they feel we don't need to know that, and they probably will shortly, we may not have access to that. But you can go to YouTube and put in Matt Simmons died, BP Oil Matt Simmons died, and you can watch him say exactly what we're discussing that'll be in my book. So the bottom line is virtually everyone who's prominent who tries to expose this evil suddenly...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Terry was saying that his information on the fact that the oil well was not really capped off was a fellow named Matt Simmons. Now, you can go up on the Internet, and I've seen a great deal on Matt Simmons up there, who's died under very mysterious circumstances after he had said, look, there were two wells. There was one that they drilled, didn't work out well, they capped it. There was the other well, and it blew out, and of course that's the one that is still leaking today. And shortly after Matt Simmons made that remark, why, of course, he drowned in his hot tub, which seems a little strange. Before we go on, Terry, I want you to let our listeners know how they can get your website and get information on the material you're putting out at the present time.
Thank you, Stan. I don't have a website, but ladies and gentlemen, I sell my books exclusively through Amazon.com. I'm self-published through their subsidiary corporation, but you can get the books at www.amazon.com. And when you get there, just click on the books section and put in my full name, Terry L. Cook, T-E-R-R-Y, Terry L. Cook. Or you can simply just go to Google and put in Terry L. Cook's books, and I should come up one item or two items from the top, and it'll just click on the one that says Amazon.com. It'll take you to all 23 of my published books. That covers everything. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a warning ministry that Dr. Stan has, and that is everything I've been doing in the ministry now for 20 years as well. And I want to help you as much as I can regarding the insight the Lord has given me. So we're covering this particular subject tonight on the Gulf Oil, but all my other books cover everything that Stan has been teaching you and the world for the past few years. So please get those publications and share them with everybody. You'll notice in my books there are no copyrights. Please rip me off. Get a copy of the book, and if you get it electronically, please send it out to everybody. Okay, I make $3 a book. I don't get rich, and I spend a lot of time doing it to help you, to help everybody listening to this Dr. Monteith ministry. So God bless you, and get the publications and share them with everybody. Rip me off good.
All right, fine. Well, let's, so basically Matt Simmons claimed that there were two wells. One of them was sealed, the other one was not, and that is the one we see, certainly on that video is the one that's sealed, but that was sealed beforehand, and he claims it was still leaking, and then he dies under very mysterious circumstances. So is there any other information that we have about what's going on down there? Because certainly, you know, something of that magnitude, you would think that somebody else would verify that. Has anybody else been able to verify the information?
Well, here's the problem. Now that Homeland Security has made it essentially a felony and an arrestable offense, few are willing to go down there. Few really courageous individuals are down there sneaking away with information. Some of the airspace has been reopened, like some of the seawater has been reopened for fishing, certain areas. But I've never seen anything like this, Dan, where Homeland Security takes charge of everything. BP Oil has its own security people down there threatening reporters with arrest. BP Oil people, not police, not government agents, not FBI, nothing. BP Oil people are threatening people with arrest if they don't get out soon. So I've never seen anything like this where the FAA joins in, the Coast Guard joins in, and the definition of a conspiracy is whenever two or more plan something illegal. And Stan, I think it's quite apparent to all but the naive and foolish that there is a conspiracy to hide information, and that something indeed has terribly gone wrong in the Gulf. So we could just...
Now, is there anything else about certainly what's going on down there? Because I mean, as you claim it's still leaking oil, this should become very obvious before long.
Yeah, well, yes, it is. And however, the oil is now remaining, most of the oil is now remaining below the surface, and the currents are swishing it around globally now. Many of the current reports I'm seeing through limited resources on the Internet, many of the reports are indicating that dead fish are washing up on the shore all the way up the Atlantic coast. So those underground sea currents are now taking the below-surface oil and moving it around up the coast of Florida and all the way up the Atlantic and the East Coast, and dead fish are beginning to appear in many places now. And I think this is just the beginning of the end, because the Corexit toxic chemical just kills everything from the plankton up. The entire food chain will be terminated here in the next few months, and we'll start seeing dead fish everywhere, dead everything, everywhere. It's really scary, Stan. This is just the beginning, and that's why I call my book Gulf Oil Apocalypse.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Terry. He certainly did a great deal of research on this, and certainly we do hear the story, certainly, of a lot of dead sea life there, and certainly this Corexit, it was a very toxic substance that did not have to be released. That there were opportunities very early on to have controlled the oil, certainly on the oil surface, that the Obama administration administration refused to allow foreign companies to intervene because of some obscure old law that certainly outdated and could have been negated without difficulty. But, of course, Obama didn't do that. And then, of course, because, of course, they would not allow foreigners to come in, they had to use the detergent, the dispersant, and certainly with tremendous toxicity. Now, apparently, the water there is evaporating. It's coming down then in rain on the mainland, and the fear is that the core exit is going to actually contaminate a lot of the cropland along the coast there. Have you heard anything at all about that?
Yes. That's a great fear right now, that the first hurricane, we've had a couple of build and move out, but the first hurricane that truly comes through and picks up most of those wild chemicals, Stan, the hurricane will just take that stuff and move it all the way inland, maybe 100 miles or less, whatever. And when that core exit, in conjunction with the arsenic and all of the other chemicals from the core of the earth come up there, if it doesn't blow up, it'll kill everything. The Craigslist will not only just kill the crops, it'll be a dead man's land forever, or for the foreseeable future. It'll just kill everything, the crops, the people, the birds, the fish, everything. So this thing is just beginning, and if the methane gas blows up, many scientists speculate we'll have a tsunami of at least 100 feet high, and that'll move at about the speed of sound. If you can even imagine that, no such thing has happened, and we're probably in world history, that a tsunami would blow up and move perhaps even as far, I've heard some scientists speculate, all the way up to the Great Lakes. And if that happens, of course, it's all over for America. If it's not that dramatic, a tsunami of, say, 50 feet high moving at the speed of sound, supersonic tsunami, would take out virtually everything in the Gulf, portions of Mexico, Cuba would disappear, Florida would just be underwater and be washed away.
Well, now, Terry, what would you suspect would actually precipitate a tsunami of this magnitude?
The methane gas bubble that is building under the cloud, as it were, under the oil.
Well, I would think the methane gas, being, you know, certainly much lighter than oil, would actually come to the surface and simply be vented that way.
Yeah, much of it is. And just that fact alone, allegedly, when the scientists say that it could explode in a spontaneous manner upon reaching the oxygen, it's that explosive. So we could have a situation where enough methane gas comes up out of the hole, or it escapes the pockets of oil under which it's now lying, and it actually reaches the surface, and perhaps during a hurricane, a lightning strike hits it, and so forth. Much speculation is going on now as to when, if, why, and what would happen if such things occur. So all of these things are possible. I believe this is just the beginning, and again, this is why they're talking about using a lightning strike type generator called an explosively pumped flux compression generator. Now, it's a big mouthful. EPFCG is the abbreviation for that. Explosively pumped flux compression generator. And we've had this technology for years. Few have even heard about it. I myself did not hear about it until I started doing this research for the book. So it exists, and secretly up in Canada, Dr. Stan, they are madly scrambling to put together the most incredibly large compression generator that will create a lightning-type strike to seal the fissure in the earth. And they're still working on that. So apparently they still feel that there's a risk of the earth cracking and all of that stuff from the core of the earth escaping up to the top and perhaps exploding and or polluting and killing everything.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And let's go to Tom, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Tom, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment, gentlemen. The Mayan calendar is somewhere around 25,000 years, leave it at that. And apparently the Earth changes form, and the Earth also grows a little bigger. Okay. And the abiotic sections underneath the Earth that produce oil with a methane gas was discovered by Vernadsky back, I guess, in Russia when they did the Baku oil fields, the deep water ones back in Russia. And so what, and there's 27,000, I guess, capped wells underwater there. And all of a sudden, in Texas, they capped all the land wells there years ago and started all this offshore drilling because of the EPA, the environmentalists. And what's happened is oil just oozes out of the earth naturally in some places because it's just like it did in the desert there in Iraq.
Well, yeah, well, what's your point that you're making, Tom?
The point what I'm getting at is when I first heard of this, you know, BP, it just happened to punch a hole right in the wrong place, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's just going to think BP, BP, this and that. The problem is that area is all shale, and it cracked 50, 100 miles in each direction. And what your guest is saying is correct. I don't think there's anything they can do except relieve the pressure by opening up all the wells on land and pumping everything that's existing there just to relieve the existing, to relieve the pressure out of there.
Well, we've heard the suggestion that they actually put in perhaps at least eight other wells down to this level, because you could open, if the other levels at a higher level wouldn't do anything, but if they would drill parallel wells, they could relieve the pressure. But I appreciate so much your thoughts on that, and do you have anything to say before we let you go?
Well, they have the same problem in Santa Barbara. There's so much oil sitting there in Santa Barbara, you tap that lightly and take it out. And so what I'm getting at, though, the only thing I'm getting is we could actually drop the price of oil real cheap by pumping a lot of oil out of there.
But you don't think the oil companies really want that, do you?
Well, that's the problem. That they caught themselves.
Okay, thanks very much, Tom. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, fine. Good point. And any other, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have heard from several people that certainly the floor of the ocean there is very unstable. And certainly there seems to be many stories about multiple plumes of oil coming out from the floor of the Gulf at a great distance, many miles away from where the well was put in. Have you heard those stories?
Yes. That's why my book ended up being, is going to be about 475 pages. And I know most people don't like reading those kinds of books today. Our time is so compressed in life now. Things are moving so quickly. Most of us just don't have time to read that. But I have a lot of illustrations and photos and things when the book is done within the next 30 days, Stan, and I'll make it available to you, that it'll be entertaining and interesting to read, not just a bunch of words. It'll be a lot of photographs and illustrations that you won't find elsewhere. And so I encourage you, when the book is available, to get a copy of it. But my other books are available, as we discussed earlier, at Amazon.com. Just click on Amazon.com, put in Terry L. Cook as a book author, and you'll get the books. Or just go to Google and put in Terry L. Cook's books. Now, that gentleman is interesting, and he's very knowledgeable. There are so many things happening right there that we could spend probably 6 hours nonstop on this radio program, Stan, and since our hour is rapidly concluding here, we just want to tell people that stay close to the Lord, because it appears that the book of Revelation, chapter 6 specifically, is about to start. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're waiting for that moment, the moment is now. That's the only reason we're on earth. That's the only reason God put us here, and Jesus came, and it's all going to end exactly as he specifies in the book of Revelation and Daniel and elsewhere. And so all of these things are now happening simultaneously globally that indicate that something is really wrong, and that perhaps the tribulation period is about to begin. And, you know, the book of Revelation mentions that the sea is important in these end times prophecies, because At one point, a third of the sea will turn to blood, and the fish will die. And then later on in the book of Revelation, it says the entire sea will die and turn to blood by the time the tribulation period is over. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know the Lord, get to know him really quickly, accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then study and research and get a one-year food supply from Stan Monteith. I don't sell that stuff, but Stan does, and you need a one-year food supply. We don't know when the Lord's coming, and many people are expecting the rapture. And I'm a pre-trib rapture person myself, but I don't know when that's going to happen, and many, many fine Christian leaders have been wrong by speculating approximately when it might happen. They've been wrong. So we don't know. Only God knows. It could be any moment. But if there is a delay, you need a year's food supply from Stan Monteith right now. And I'm not, I don't get a commission for saying this, Stan. You know that. But he's a great source of everything. Knowledge, food, equipment. And contact Stan's ministry and get ready for some very terrible times in the near future.
Well, I think some terrible times do lie ahead, and of course we carry the products put out by the freeze-dried guys. And but anyway, right now, if you would like more information, let us know. Certainly Revelation 6, the sixth chapter of Revelation, is where the four horsemen of the apocalypse descend upon the earth. And those of you who haven't read Revelation 6, I suggest you get it, especially read Revelation 6:8. Because, of course, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death, and hell, or Hades, followed close behind. We'll be back here in just a moment with Terry Cook to wrap up this first hour of Radio Liberty tonight. Well, Terry, you go right ahead. You've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't believe the information being spewed from the controlled media that the Gulf is over.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
I'm told is it not true, but it's so difficult to really find out what's going on down there. Are they really still spraying with Corexit? I certainly, is the fish, the shrimp, the crabs, are they contaminated? Are the fish contaminated? We don't know, and I certainly don't. We have a number of different opinions by a number of different people, and many of them give conflicting opinions. So you're going to just have to keep listening. Hopefully one day we'll know what's really going on down there. All I know is that we're not getting the truth, and what the truth is, well, you're just going to have to wait and see. It is interesting about Matt Simmons. There's a lot of other interesting things. We do know that they are controlling the information coming out of that area. And we, of course, did an excellent interview with a gentleman from Colorado last week. We'll have to get him on again and get his views on what's going on. But we do hope you enjoy our programs. Remember, we bring people on to put their opinions out, and we don't necessarily stand behind any of the opinions, but we want you to hear all the different ideas, and then, well, as time goes by, maybe we'll be smart enough to figure out what is really going on. But Tom, I guess this evening had some very interesting and I would say controversial views. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you certainly agree with our position and you're in a position to help us maintain our 60 outlets, which we are on every week, but believe me, it's an expensive proposition to have that many outlets. Why, we do hope that some of you will be willing to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Certainly, we want to remind you about the October 17th all-day seminar we're going to have here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and it's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. That's the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and if you're interested in coming, you'll need reservations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you don't believe that they would contaminate our food and destroy the health of the American people, you need to get our 4-tape set on genetically modified food or GMO food. You need to get a book we carry called Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette. And we actually have a number of newsletters on this subject, and they're actually destroying the safety of our food supply. And of course, much of this has to do with creating infertility. Why do you think so many men are having erectile dysfunction today? And why do you think that the sperm count of men has dropped 50% in the last few years? Why? Because they're contaminating our water. There's lots of studies that show the influence of water fluoridation on the male sperm count. The studies are there. The doctors have never heard of it because the media is controlled. We are vaccinating children throughout the world with vaccines that contain mercury because it destroys fertility. And that's covered in an excellent DVD we have called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And if you get it, you get a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of government studies that show they know what they're doing. They know they're poisoning our children. But there are evil and wicked people working within the CDC. After all, if you want to do damage, would you get a job as a physician in some small town? Or would you get a job working for government? Or you could tell people lies and get them to vaccinate children with mercury that containing vaccines that destroy fertility and affect the mind and affect the immune system. And you need to get, of course, the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. You need to get Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD on vaccines and brain development, and my DVD on The Specter Haunting America. That's The Specter Haunting America. I number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
way.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and Melody does help support Radio Liberty, but we love to have her on and just talk about what's going on, and we invite your calls if you have a question or comment at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question for Melody about what's happening on the financial markets or the precious metals markets, or hi Melody, how are we doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine, thank you. I hope you're well.
Oh, as well as can be expected under the dire circumstances. Well, right. Tell me, what is your take on what's going on? Anything new or exciting in the gold and silver markets, or certainly as far as the stock market is concerned? It seems to be going down a little bit. It'll go down, and then it'll go up, and then it'll go down. It goes up. Certainly, when it goes up on very low volume, so you know that is manipulation. When the market goes up on low volume, but nobody ever tells the public, it is all being manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. Most people have never heard of it. It's never mentioned by the controlled media, but you can fortunately find it up on the internet. The Working Group on Financial Markets, or the Plunge Protection Team, that manipulates the stock market and then manipulates our minds. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you're absolutely correct. They are there, and they do keep the they do like to keep the market above that 10,000 level. It's a very large psychological mark, and it is, they always try to keep it above there. Things change. It is a sign, just as though gold is a sign of the economy, how things are doing, as does the Dow at 10,000. So exciting things in gold. We had it settle up above 1235 for the first time in almost more than 6 weeks today. And but, you know, being in the summer, you know, there is typically slow buying periods for gold. We saw that this year, I think, more so than the past several years. So it certainly has had a little bit of impact on the coins. And but summer months are almost over, and going into fall, you have China and India. They'll begin to, because they go into all their wedding seasons and their festivals and so forth. So we should begin to see that sometime later on in this fall. So things gear up for gold, the precious metals, coming into the last quarter of the year.
Well, places like India have always had value of gold, and certainly the Chinese people are very, very smart. They are buying gold, and the Chinese government. Now, China today is the largest, actually, producer of gold anywhere in the world, but they're not going to be exporting anymore. They're going to be importing it because they're actively encouraging their people to have gold, something of value behind their currency. Here in America, of course, everything's done to discourage people from having gold because, of course, they do not want them to understand that we have a totally fraudulent monetary system. And we could talk a little bit about how certainly there are two sources of money. One, why, of course, the Treasury actually prints money, has no value. They just take pieces of paper and put green ink on it, and they say it has value. And then, of course, it put out into the economy. The banks then can take those pieces of paper, and they can actually multiply them between 9 and 40 times. They can lend 9 to 40 times the amount of actual fraudulent paper they have, and that is what's called credit, but that is actually serves as money as well. And so for every dollar you put in your in the bank, they can lend out $9, and then they can deposit that in another bank, and then they can lend out, Sydney, $90, and then they can deposit that in another bank, and they could lend out $900, all based upon that $1. It's the most incredible scam of the world. Well, you go right ahead, Melody.
Absolutely it is, and of course, the more of those in circulation, the lower the value, the purchasing power of the dollar. And of course, this is why we buy gold, is to preserve our purchasing power against the all those additional digits that have been created. So it's very important to preserve your wealth through gold. And lots of times, gold does not necessarily react to certain circumstances. I mean, being holders of gold, we think, you know, if there's a little blip somewhere, you know, we believe gold should react strongly. And of course, just as the markets are manipulated, all markets are manipulated, even the commodities and even gold. So, but sometimes gold might not react as strongly, or with the forces of pressure keeping it below at certain levels and so forth. But really, if you look at a long term, what gold has done over 100 years, it has maintained people's purchasing power. So even in good times, even in good economies, you should always have gold in your portfolio, of course, as long as the government allows you to own it. So gold is very important to have now and always, no matter what happens. We just view gold as, in good economies, you don't need to hold as much gold as we do right now. Right now, I can't imagine anything else to hold but gold, and so it is very important that even if you have paper investments, for those of you who cannot get out of your paper investments, like your pension plans and your 401s, try to at least offset whatever you have in those plans with gold. If you have shares, if you have gold shares, if you have $100,000 in gold shares, you should have the same in physical precious metals that you own. And it's very important to balance your portfolio.
Well, I think one of the most important things is people have to understand that there are all sorts of mechanisms of buying gold out there. One of them, of course, is the exchange-traded funds, where, of course, they will hold your gold for you. The trouble is, you don't know whether they really have the gold or not, whether they're going to end up like Bernie Madoff, you know, when push comes to shove, why, it looks really great, the government's checking on it, but when push comes to shove, there's nothing there. And suddenly you buy gold through an exchange-traded fund, but other people may be buying that same gold, and there may be dozens of people who have this claim on exactly the same gold. You should be able to demand that if you close out, you can get the gold, but they're not going to do that. And basically, I believe the exchange-traded funds are a scam that is being used today to deceive people that it's as good as gold, and it's not. It's paper, and you do not know whether they have it or not. And can we really trust the SEC, you know, the Securities and Exchange Commission? Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were simply talking about the alternative means of holding gold. One of them is the exchange-traded funds, and so you can hold gold or silver or platinum in exchange-traded funds, but you don't know if they have any gold or silver there. And the same people who kept Bernie Madoff honest are the same people who are keeping the exchange-traded funds honest, and believe me, they're as crooked as certainly as Bernie Madoff. We know that the SEC knew what Madoff was doing. They did nothing at all about it, and you really, unfortunately, if you're going to try to own gold, I would not invest in exchange-traded funds. What do you think about that, Melody?
I agree. I believe these exchange-traded funds were created for a few reasons. One is to be able to manipulate the price of gold and silver to some degree, and I also believe it was created by Wall Street because they knew what was coming. They knew that their customers would want to flee to quality, to a safe haven, which is always and has been gold, and they didn't have a product. So I believe this was created as a product, so they can still control the majority of people's money. And now they have something to offer them. A lot of people now that normally would have bought physical gold, now they can be turned into these ETFs by their brokers. You really don't own gold unless you have the physical item in your hands. There's a lot of different programs that they offer on computers and storage in various places around the world, and all different kinds of things. But, you know, if you can't have, if if you don't have that quick access to your gold, and if you believe there's going to be a collapse in the markets, do you really believe there will be the liquidity in the markets to sell your items and to get your money, or for that matter, to bring your gold back in from the various parts around the world? I find that hard to believe. So if you really want to preserve your wealth and you want to be protected, have the most privacy, and basically be financially independent, you need to have your gold by your side. You have to have physical delivery of your items.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But let me point out that the experts will tell you gold really isn't important. The important thing is to have paper money that is really solid and backed by, well, they don't quite tell you what it's backed by, but you certainly would rather have money than gold. I mean, after all, look at all the people who invested in gold when it was at a high point in the year 1980, and then it dropped after that, and look at all the money who lost so much money in gold, and they never mentioned the people who bought gold at $35 an ounce and now are holding gold at the same pieces of gold are worth over $1,200 today, $1,235 today. They never talk about that. They never talk about the fact that the dollar is progressively losing its value. They never talk about the fact that the major investment funds, hedge funds, people like PIMCO, are getting out of treasury bills because they do not trust the treasury bills, which are the basis of our economic system. They're moving into foreign countries' bonds and developing country bonds rather than American bonds, because they realize that the dollar is going to be replaced as the reserve currency of the world. And what it does, the trillions of dollars in gold that are held by countries throughout the world will flood back into the United States. They're held by central banks, and at that time, certainly the amount of money in circulation will quadruple or increase by a phenomenal amount, and certainly the prices will skyrocket and the value of the dollar will fall. People don't understand. We have a currency with no value. It's all based upon trust and belief in the faith and credit of the United States government. How much credit do you think the average person has when the approval rate of Congress is about 12%, the approval rate of President Obama, they think it's 42% on his handling of the economy, maybe 48% of the people still have some element of confidence in President Obama. Although it's progressively falling, and it really ought to fall, after the scam they pulled in the last 48 hours when they announced that the last combat brigade had left Iraq as President Obama had promised, we only did 50,000 troops there. But they're not combat troops. They have guns, certainly, and they have weapons to defend themselves, but they're not combat troops. It's all going to be left there to the Iraqi military. But the trouble is, the Iraqi generals have said, we need American troops here for another 20 years. We cannot maintain things here on our own. We can't maintain stability without the American forces. So it's all a delusion and illusion, ladies and gentlemen. It's all because there's elections coming up in November, and President Obama has at least to pretend that he's kept at least one of his promises. So the last combat brigade left Iraq yesterday, and then, of course, the combat troops are remaining behind, all 50,000 of them. Certainly, as far as the economy is concerned, Melody. Well, we know, for instance, that the economy is not increasing. The gross domestic product is growing at about 1.5% at the maximum, whereas in other countries throughout the world, China growing at 10-12% a year. America's gross domestic product is barely keeping its own. Sometimes it's even going behind. And certainly we know that there's an organized program to send our manufacturing overseas. Certainly President Obama gave $50 to $60 billion to Chrysler and General Motors so that they could open up plants. Chrysler opened up plants in Italy and in Mexico. General Motors opened up plants in China and India. why would we give money to these automotive companies to open up plants in other countries? Well, now, of course, we're told that Chevrolet is really working full-time, General Motors is working full-time, building the Volt cars, and General Motors doing so well, but they lose money. They lose about $10,000 on every car they produce. And the only reason people are going to buy them is because the federal government is giving people who buy these energy-efficient cars about $8,000 as far as the tax credit is concerned. But I don't care how you look at this. If you lose money on every car you produce, well, you're not going to make it up in volume. Do you think that this is a very sound economic measure, Melody, or do you think maybe this is because we've got the elections coming up soon? General Motors wants an independent IPO, wants to offer their stock, wants to get suckers to buy their stock, and Sydney, I don't think people are going to buy General Motors stock, and I don't think that you can make a profit by selling cars at a loss.
No, you really can't. I mean, they've been running these programs for, before they went into trouble, and, they're offering all these low rates for financing and zero rates and all the same gimmicks that they had before. And certainly you can't run a business like that and certainly not be profitable in order to stay in business. But I guess they feel a little secure because they got the government behind them and they can borrow whatever they need. But I also heard on those IPOs that they were going to release that the private investor, I mean, there's no way that he'll even be able to touch them. They'll mainly be for the funds and larger investment firms and so forth. So, it's the whole thing again is just as you call it, an illusion in order to cover everything up to make things sound like things are getting better, that they can, sure, we might have a little slowdown in the economy, but overall things are really not all that bad. And when you talk about jobs being pushed overseas, I guess this was in California too, where there was thousands of people had applied for jobs at McDonald's restaurants. And there was a one day where they had sort of like a job fair, and they were looking, I think they had about 1,000 jobs for the company throughout California, I believe it was. And, of course, it was people anywhere from 23 to 63 that showed up. And, it's amazing to see that you have that number of people showing up for employment at McDonald's, but that is exactly what it has been planned. It's exactly what the types of jobs that they want people to have. And I mean, they apply for McDonald's because of health benefits. And I mean, it's just amazing that people just are not more outraged at what is really going on and the way they have to struggle. I mean, you look to food stamps. There's more people on food stamps than ever before. That number keeps increasing. I mean, people out there are really hurting. It's just like they just sort of just go along with the program. Maybe they feel defeated. Maybe they feel they have no hope, and they just go with the program and allow things to continue as they are. And they're the same ones that probably won't show up to vote come November.
Well, maybe I just assumed that they didn't show up in November. Basically, there are 40 million Americans on food stamps today, and the federal government has mandated that every site that is providing food stamps or welfare benefits also have an office there where people can sign up, register to vote. Because the federal government wants people to vote, and certainly people who are going to vote who are receiving welfare benefits are going to vote for the party that promises more welfare benefits. The Democrats promise more welfare benefits. The Republicans at least ostensibly say that they're against welfare, against all these programs, these unfunded programs for the people. So the Democrats right now have mandated that you will have a voting office, a registration office in every site where people come to get their food stamps and to get welfare benefits. The idea is to get those people to vote. But let's just hope that they don't vote. Because when the people can vote themselves into the public treasury, when people can vote themselves to get other people's money, and that's what welfare is all about, why they'll vote that they always will vote. for the man who promises to give him the most. It was something de Tocqueville in his classic book, Democracy in America, said American democracy will last until the people find themselves, they can vote themselves into the public treasury to receive benefits from the public treasury. And when that happens, of course, the whole system will collapse. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's, of course, why they're opening those offices wherever they issue food stamps today. 40 million Americans are on food stamps. The real unemployment rate, not you two, but you six unemployments, over 20% now. They're lying. They don't want the public to know. An awful lot of people are getting increasingly desperate as the economy grinds down. We'll be back. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Melody, you know, Sidney is weak.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Ivan, Chris, what we're doing at the present time is simply borrowing money to try to keep the whole system going. It's estimated that the right now, the latest estimates are that the debt for this year and the year, remember, ends the end of October, will be between $1.3 and $1.4 trillion dollars. Just in 1 year, a debt of $1.3 to $1.4 trillion dollars. Remember, it took 200 years from 1789 until 1980 to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Now we've run up $1.3 trillion in debt in one single year. Last year it was about $1.4 trillion. But the difficulty is you keep borrowing money, and of course right now we're not paying very much in interest for the money because interest rates are very low. But down the line, interest rates are going to go up. And it's estimated that here by the year 2025, something like that, why, we will be putting out more money and interest on the national debt than is coming in. And we won't even, at that point, we won't have any money for Social Security and Medicare or the military or any government services. We'll be putting out all of our money for interest on the national debt. And, of course, at that point, of course, the whole system begins to crumble. Do you think, Melody, people are looking ahead to realize that you can't spend your way into prosperity?
Well, I think a few people understand this, but I think the majority of people, I mean, that's how they live their lives. I mean, they, you know, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I believe perhaps this is the way we've been, you know, their lifestyle has been for, you know, many years, and they haven't really had a bad day. I mean, sure, they, you know, have difficulties, and many of them might, you know, foreclose on their homes or have their vehicles repossessed, but it's like, you know, people just, you know, they don't have that fiber that people used to have. I mean, to think that my grandfather would ever think of not paying a bill, it was just something that you didn't think of. I mean, they would have done anything that they had to in order to pay that debt on time and to complete it. They would never walk away from a responsibility, and that certainly has changed, but I think they allowed the people to do it, and it's just, and along with the government, so it's, I don't believe people really see what is truly happening. They probably think it can go on forever.
Well, I unfortunately, it can't go on forever.
It can't go on forever.
And we're going to have some very, very real problems. And, of course, right now, if you look throughout the world, the Chinese economy is beginning to slow down. The Chinese central bank is certainly raising interest rates, trying to cut back on loans. And so many of the loans that the Chinese banks have are non-performing. In other words, they built these magnificent cities with magnificent skyscrapers and all sorts of condominiums. And there's nobody there who has the money to buy them. And so that these banks that have lent the money, so you're going to have these non-performing loans. And certainly a significant part of the loans put out by the banks in China are non-supporting. And, of course, this whole house of cards that has been created in China using the model here in the United States is beginning to crumble. Certainly, they're having real problems in certainly the southern part of Europe. Germany is apparently doing very well with their exports. The difficulty is people throughout the world don't have the money to pay for the goods that are coming from Germany. Why, Germany's going to be having more problems financially. Here in the United States, why, of course, the industrial, suddenly the orders for industrial products is declining. You're not hearing about these things. You're being told over and again, over again, that things are getting better, and certainly that a lot of the banks are beginning to offer loans today. The problem is that nobody's taking the loans. Small businesses are afraid to open now. They've got new legislation. It passed in part of the financial bill, or maybe it was the Obama health care bill. I don't know which one. But it means that anybody who buys anything for over $600 has to send a report to the federal government. If you buy anything from anybody over $600 in value, you've got to fill out a government form. Do you have any idea how many government forms the average restaurant, the average industry, the average company would have to fill out? And, of course, as we see more and more government regulations, well, they say we're losing $31 billion a year, you know, because, of course, people are just not paying their taxes. We want to know who you buy from so we can make sure that they're paying their taxes. But what this is going to do down the line is certainly discourage people from opening businesses. You can't open businesses. It's like here in California, where they wanted, of course, the chickens to be able to get out and stretch their legs every day. You have to let the chickens out for 5 minutes a day. What's wrong with that? Have you ever tried to catch a chicken and get them back into the coop? And, of course, they're simply closing down the chicken industry here in California. Well, then they're going to, of course, tell, we will not import eggs from any other state that doesn't do the same. And we're going to close down egg laying all across America. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're certainly talking about what's happening financially to the markets throughout the world. Certainly the European market, certainly many of the countries over in either Southern Europe or certainly in Eastern Europe are having real financial problems. And certainly Ireland is certainly a basket case. They've all had to cut back dramatically to get the loans to maintain, be able to pay off their debts. They've had to cut back dramatically on many of their social welfare programs. And of course, basically what's happened is that the whole idea was that these countries had got themselves head over heels into debt. So what do you do when you're head over heels in debt, you don't have the money? Why, the obvious solution is you borrow more money. And you borrow more money, and then you pay off your debts with the money you borrowed. And, of course, but then down the line, you've got to pay back twice as much money as you had before. So it looks to me, Melody, as if they're simply putting off the day of reckoning. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. They're just trying to, you know, everything they do, they don't approach anything with a solution. They do not try to correct any of the problems. All they do is they try to promote this to keep it going for as long as possible. And you're right, one day they will no longer be able to do it, and there will be a collapse. Things will unfold, and where that collapse will start, I'm not quite sure, but it'll be the dominoes, and it will be a world collapse. And every country will be affected. Some will be affected more so than others, but I assure you every individual will be affected. And I absolutely do believe that it is orchestrated. It has been an agenda to promote the world governments, and we talked about that before with the world order. And the only
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Melody, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom from Discount and Gold and Silver. Our telephone number here, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We were just talking about the so-called pig nations, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And, of course, they've had to borrow money. Why did they have to borrow money? Why? Because they had large loans that were due. They had to pay back the money they'd borrowed from the banks to maintain their deficit spending. And, of course, how did they get out of debt? Well, they didn't get out of debt. They borrowed more money so they could pay the banks back. But and, of course, this was great. You know, now the banks have their money, but now the countries have flow twice as much, and they've brought themselves under the control of the International Monetary Fund, and they're cutting back dramatically on employment, on benefits in all of these countries. And certainly the utopian existence that so many of these people had is beginning to disappear, and this is going to happen throughout the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, socialism doesn't work. It's sort of like Social Security. It's a great system until you run out of money, and that's what Margaret Thatcher said. Socialism works great until you run out of spending other people's money, and Medicare is the same situation. It's going behind every year. We're not taking enough money to cover the expenses, and it's only going to go from bad to worse as the 75 million baby boomers retire during the coming years. Well, before we go on, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Discount Gold and Silver, and, of course, what will happen if they do.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. If you visit our website, we do archive our radio programs there on a daily basis. There's articles to read and information. If you're new to the market, the old answer question and answer page to help you get started. We always encourage you to call us to get your questions answered. But there is some information there. If you're a seasoned buyer, you can always give us a call. We'd be more than happy to quote your prices. And we offer some of the best prices across the country. Our service is great. Our shipping, we ship as fast as we can. We wait until cleared funds. Then we ship. And usually our whole process is 15 days from your date of commitment. So it's a very quick turnaround. And those are business days. So it's a very quick turnaround time. In those 15 days, it could give or take a few days on either side, depending on what the post office is doing. So we do a very good job here. Price is important, very important, but something that's equally important is the information that you receive regarding the various types of products that are available. We don't have an agenda to sell one type of a coin to everybody because we make the most money off of it. We try to educate our customers as far as to the different products and what they do, how they perform, and how they're priced. And it's really, we try to match up that product to the suitability of our customers and our clients based on their budgets, their investment objectives. Very few people in this industry will spend that type of time with you. The seasoned buyer, you know what you want, you know what your portfolio consists of, so maybe you don't need all that information. But the new buyer, it's very important because a lot of the information that you receive, the Internet, people will scour the Internet trying to educate themselves about the various products and what's available, and it becomes very confusing for them because the market is not regulated, and everything that you read on the Internet, a lot of it is based on their individual opinion and what their promotion might be for the type of coin that they have or are told to sell or the brokers are told to sell. So it can become very confusing because the industry is not regulated and because of that information is based on opinion. So if you have any questions, always give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help explain and give you the truth.
All right, what's your telephone number?
It's 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188.
Well, now, Sydney, there are a lot of things out there people can buy. What about, Sydney, some of these commemorative coins? We're told some of these commemorative coins have sold for very high levels of money at the present, in the past, and now they're much more reasonable. What do you think about commemorative coins?
Commemorative coins are really based on melt value. If you're looking for a melt value coin and you don't pay too much for it, you know, it is what it is. And that's the whole idea of learning about the coin. I believe if a coin is priced properly, it isn't the coin that performs poorly. It isn't that the coin is a bad item to own. It's a lot of the items, a lot of the coins are promoted as something that they're not. and of course they're overcharged. It's not the coin. The coins do exactly what they're supposed to do if they're priced properly and they're explained properly so people can make an informed decision. Just like foreign gold. You know, I'm not a big believer in foreign gold. I like Swiss francs. I like British sovereigns. But when you start getting into these various other countries, most people can't even find Maine on the map. They don't even know what these other countries are. Most of them don't even know what they have in their portfolios when they start buying into these foreign gold. You want to stay with something that's recognizable and acceptable. You know, I always tell my customers, if you're not sure what coin, you put a coin in one hand, you put both items, and then you choose which one you would believe that people would likely accept. Which one would you accept? Like people say, well, if I want a British sovereign or a Swiss franc, well, what do you think most people would probably choose? I believe most people would choose the Swiss franc over the British sovereign. And again, a lot of this is personal preference, and this is something that you have to add along with recognizability and acceptability.
Well, now, how much gold is there in a Swiss franc, in a British sovereign?
The Swiss franc is not quite a fifth. Lots of times you'll hear people say, well, it's a fifth of an ounce. Well, it isn't. It's 0.1867. And the British sovereign is 0.2354. So it's not a quarter of an ounce either, but you'll often hear it sold as a quarter of an ounce. If you're buying a few coins, it doesn't make that much difference. But if you put in a significant amount and you're basing your investment and your dollars and trying to figure out what you're paying per ounce and you're looking to put $50,000 into Swiss or British sovereign, it can make a significant difference. So, because they are priced differently.
Well, aren't you really better off just getting American coins, the coins that will be recognized and minted here in America? Is there any disadvantage to getting them?
No, there isn't. Again, it's personal preference. I mean, usually the most popular one-ounce coins are the Krugerrands, the Canadian Maple Leafs, and the Gold Eagles. The smaller you go in the denomination of your coins, the more you're going to pay for your gold. The United States Treasury, the Mint, they have limited the fractional pieces on the Gold Eagles. The 2010s are out now, but because they've been limited in the past, they have quite a premium on them. So based on how many you're looking to get and your preference, it might be better off to get a Swiss franc because you might get more gold for your dollars than you would with maybe perhaps a one-tenth of an ounce Gold Eagle. So again, it's back to the suitability. It's back to the budget. In what you're trying to accomplish, you should always try to get as much gold as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean you can't get fractional pieces. It doesn't mean you can go into various different types of semi-numismatics or type coins like that. So you can be diversified within the items. And again, it's not the coins that do poorly. It's the commissions that are charged, and actually a lot of the dealers are the ones that perform poorly.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I'll tell you, there's a lot of sharks out there in the water. If you're going to be purchasing gold and silver, be very careful of who you go to. And if they don't have an awfully good, you don't know anything about their reputation, just don't have anything to do with them. And actually, we've actually had, I think, two or three gold dealers, actually three gold dealers. I had to just tell them we will no longer have you on our program because, of course, there's certain things that have happened. Melody's been with us for a long time. We've certainly never had anything but praise for her from our listeners. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464 if you have any questions at all or anything you'd like to know about this, because it's important that you get yourself into a solid financial situation now, because certainly we're dealing with a fiat money system. There is no instance in all history where a fiat money system has survived. This one is beginning to break down. They do not want the American people to know until something happens, and we know what happened to the Weimar Republic within a relatively few weeks. the total value of that currency was totally destroyed. We saw the same thing orchestrated by the government that was installed in Zimbabwe, used to be called Rhodesia. Well, the State Department, the American State Department, put Mugabe in place, and he systematically destroyed the value of the currency and totally impoverished the people. Could that happen here? Absolutely. The same people that did this to Zimbabwe could do it here in America, and I really think that that was sort of a trial run to see how quickly they could destroy a first world nation. And today, of course, the people, those people who still remain in Rhodesia, almost half of the people have fled the country and are living in abject poverty. But, of course, they are probably far better off living in abject poverty in South Africa and Zambia and Mozambique than they are in the terrible situation that exists in Zimbabwe today, where the United States is keeping this ruthless, tyrannical, brutal dictator, a man named Mugabe, in power in the name of humanitarian aid that only goes to the police and the military that rape and torture and kill the people there. But you're not reading about this in your papers, so most people are totally unconcerned. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's being done with your tax money, and men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, certainly, Melody, as we see what's happening in America today, things keep telling us getting better, but the people are still losing their homes. The unemployment is not dropping. Remember when President Obama said, if you don't vote for the stimulus bill, why the unemployment rate's going to go up to 8%? Well, people voted for it, and unfortunately, he was telling the truth. It did go to 8%. It went to 10%, and now it's to 9.5%. But what people don't understand is they're simply scamming the figures. They give you the so-called U-2 unemployment. U-2 unemployment is the people who are receiving government benefits for being out of work. It does not include the people who are out of work and aren't getting government employment benefits. It doesn't include the people who are out of work and have just given up looking for work. And it doesn't include the people who are working two or three jobs at minimum wage and have had a decided decrease in their income. So the real unemployment rate is somewhere around, 21%, Melody, something like that?
Yes, it's around 21%, and I do believe come next, I think 2011 is going to be a very difficult year, also going into 2012. And I just want to make mention, when you were talking about Zimbabwe, we have a listener in our program from South Africa, and he sent me a $100 trillion bill from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And it's amazing when you look at this piece of paper. It's very beautiful. It's very nice layout. And it says $100 trillion, I promise to pay the bearer on demand, and it's from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, that it's just totally worthless. It absolutely means nothing. And it kind of puts things to when we talk about Zimbabwe, we often don't actually relate to it, and, you know, we listen. But then when someone sends you $1 trillion, it's quite interesting. But
American tax dollars at work. We are maintaining this ruthless, brutal communist dictatorship as we maintain communist dictators throughout the world, but we can't let the American people know that. They're supposed to think communism is the enemy, and that's why we've got to have an all-powerful government to protect us against the evil communist being financed by the American State Department and other branches of government. Well, it's a tragic situation that exists in Zimbabwe today, and if we were reading about it every day in the paper, why, we'd certainly, our attention would be focused there. But what happened with Brett Favre, now that he's signed with the Vikings, that's really much more important. Or certainly some of the Mel Gibson or some of the other Hollywood scandals, far more important than the tragedy that's unfolding in Zimbabwe today. Well, what do you think is going to happen here, Sydney, the rest of this year? Do you think the financial situation is going to have an impact on the upcoming elections in November?
I think a lot depends on what happens between now and then. As usual, they will try to keep things flowing. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier about the jobs and, you know, the troops coming home, the combat troops, they'll try to do this going into the election. I'm not so sure they'll be able to accomplish that but we'll just have to wait and see. I think certainly after the election, I just can't believe how that they would be able to maintain this illusion without the markets certainly beginning to unfold. But one thing I have learned, and it's taken a long time to learn it, timetables really aren't important when it happens, because it just amazes me that we're still at this point and things have not unfolded, that things have not collapsed. So they do have a certain amount of power that they can keep this going. What I do know, and I knew for a very long time, that things will collapse, and people need to do things today rather than later. And I know it's difficult. I know we get busy with our lives and we forget to do things that we need to do, and you know, we do think we have tomorrow. I do believe we'll wake up one day and the whole world will be different. Things will change overnight. When that night comes, I don't know. It could be before the elections, after the elections. It could be next year, most likely next year, perhaps even 2012. But it's going to be, I think people will be shocked. We talk about what's going to happen. We talk about the things that we see will unfold. And I think when it happens, I'm not quite sure who will actually be truly prepared for it, but it's so important to try not to procrastinate, try not to delay things, and even if it's buying extra cans of tuna or peanut butter, please do so.
It was very interesting. I got a call today from a good friend of mine, does talk show just like I have. He's been doing it for 20 years now. And he was asking about the Berkey Waterfield. And he says, you know, I'm telling everybody to get prepared. And I suddenly realized, I haven't made any preparation myself. So we want to do look into getting the Berkey Waterfield, or getting perhaps some various types of long-term storage food and things of that sort. So I think that people talk about these things and then they put them off.
Mm-hmm.
I would not, under any circumstances, put off making the preparations physically, financially, but mainly spiritually, because we never forget this is a spiritual battle. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the programs. What is the message you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Gold there, and I can't understand how much is these deposits worth.
I don't know how much they're worth, but I mean, for one, somebody has to go in there and mine it. And if they do mine it, wouldn't that drive the price of gold down?
Well, what are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, it does take a long time to pull that gold out of the ground, but I think demand is there. We're talking about world demand, and I think the demand is strong enough right now. And sure, you know, when you hear these articles and reports, you know, lots of times you'll get a quick reaction to a metal, whether it be gold or platinum or palladium or silver, that can have an initial impact, and then it all settles down, and then, you know, it's like, well, you know, the demand is there, so then we can see the rise. You're going to have fluctuations in gold prices. There's various things that can put a little bit of pressure on any type of metal, but I do believe we're in the bull term of gold. That will not change with what is happening in our economy and around the world.
And I would simply point out, Vince, that gold has been the basis of monetary systems mm-hmm. for about 5,000 years. It's always been stable. And, of course, if they find some more gold, it'll take years to be able to mine it. And by then, of course, there's going to be even more demand for gold. I think it's still a great investment. And I think I would not be influenced by an isolated report of something, a find there in Afghanistan. Could you imagine what it would be like to try to do mining in Afghanistan today with all the warlords there? I mean, we basically have to finance all the warlords simply to get supplies in and out. In fact, we are today financing the Taliban, paying them not to attack us so we can bring the supplies in, so we can maintain our military to fight the Taliban. Believe me, that is not a stable country and will not be probably during your lifetime or mine. Hey, we're out of time, but thanks so much for calling. God bless.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye. And, of course, we're out of time. Melody, God bless. Thanks so much for calling us.
God bless you, too, Dr. Stan. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that our program is still primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, love to hear from you. We hope many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it is the best analysis of the spiritual forces behind the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations, these organizations which control the American government today. Some people refer to them as the invisible government. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control both political parties. They control the major finances of our nation and the nations throughout the world. If you look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, you can get that. We have a syllabus that has it. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Or go to trilateral.org, and there's an email address there. You type in, tell them you want the membership list. They'll send it to you. Who do we have in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission? The people who control J.P. Morgan Chase, the people who control Goldman Sachs, the people who control Citigroup, the people who control the Bank of Israel, the people who control the Bank of Sydney of Canada, and, of course, until recently, why Alan Greenspan was a member, certainly before him Paul Volcker was a member, before him Arthur Burns was a member, three of the four chairmen of the Federal Reserve before Bernanke came from the membership rolls, the Trilateral Commission, and since between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Do you really think that happened by accident? 6 of the 8 World Bank presidents were members. 8 of the 10 World Trade representatives were members. 7 of the 9, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state and 9 of the secretaries of defense, they all came from this little club. Do you think that happened by accident? And if it happened, why doesn't Glenn Beck tell you about that, or Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the financial Armageddon, financial tsunami, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for greater liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. It is 19 August 2010. Oh, my goodness. And are things happening? At least they're telling us things are happening. I don't know if it is or not. Have no way of knowing, since we have to sort of accept what they tell us. That is, if you watch television. We, here at the Power Hour, well, we check it out and we build our own world of information. So we're kind of sorting through what happened last night at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. It seems that the war came to an end. Are we supposed to believe that? Well, joining me today is going to be George Freund. After this next break, I'm going to bring George on from Canada. He has his own radio show that is booming in Canada, and I know that you Canadian listeners are really happy to have him on board to give us his slant to what's taking place. But the end of the war, as they see it, is that what we're looking at? I mean, can you believe they made this huge PR stunt, excuse me, move to remove these people from Iraq into Kuwait last night, and they had the PR cameras rolling to show the closing of the gates as they're out of Iraq. Now, I just want to know how many Power Hour listeners believe that. We are on the verge of a war with Iran, maybe North Korea, maybe Pakistan. Well, if they weren't underwater right now. Who knows what's happening in our real foreign policy? And I'm going to talk to George about this after the next break. But something is afloat or amiss, if you ask me. Something is happening that we're not seeing right now. We're going to try to put it together for you. I want to give you some of my thoughts as this progressed last night. I had plans last night of things I wanted to do. Some involved making things like sauerkraut and dehydrating. But I had to stay glued as we watched this alleged last combat convoy that's leaving Iraq. I had to watch it, and I had to get my sort of take on it for you so that I can bring to you the notes that I made last night based on what I heard. And on what I heard, it's not making any sense. Then maybe we'll get a couple of phone calls in from you. Only the people, though, now this is later on, only the people that have an idea what's going on in Iraq. If you have some kind of contact with Iraq, you've been listening to what's going on from them, then we do want to know that. Because I want to put this thing together, I want to figure it out, and I want to know where we're headed. Because I don't think it's toward ending a war in Iraq. I really don't. Well, another news. The big story on Drudge today is 25% of the people think Obama is Muslim. Now, this is an agenda item, along with the mosque in New York City. The very fact that he held a Ramadan dinner and kept making remarks about, I was at a Ramadan dinner, I was at a Ramadan dinner. How many Christian dinners does he hold? Or he wouldn't even, World Prayer Day, he wouldn't even be involved in that. But he's doing Ramadan. Now, is he really Muslim? Do we really think he partakes of that? I don't think he partakes of anything other than what he's supposed to do, and he's given orders as the prevailing dictator of this country. Now, here's a big one for you. Big shock. National News just announced, you know how they do it when they want to announce something, but they're not quite there yet. Here's what they said. Is George Soros pulling his stock from the market? Well, that was the story. Let me tell you what we know thus far. This just happened. And if that is true, do you know what an impact that is going to make? Well, what we're going to do is give you what we know thus far that we can essentially prove. Did you know that you can now give the gift of vaccines? And is seafood safe? Have you heard about the big bed bug problem the DOD is now going to be dealing with? Don't tell me that's going to be another weapon of mass destruction or whatever. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with George Freund from Canada. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from living